And 6:06, it is partly clear, 74 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 91. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. As immigration issues take the spotlight, one organization in particular is interested in immigration reform. That industry is Oklahoma agriculture.
70% of our current workforce is unauthorized to work in the United States. They're valuable, they are experienced, and we have to have a way to keep them. We advocate for a work authorization. We stay out of that broader emotional pathway to citizenship debate or what that legal status ultimately looks like.
That is Christy Boswell with the Farm Bureau. The organization says farmers and ranchers need the immigrant workers to work on their operations. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Congressman Jim Bridenstine toured the facilities at Fort Sill, housing over 1,000 immigrant children. After the tour, the congressman told reporters it appears the children were being well cared. It will be slow going on the Will Rogers Turnpike between Big Cabin and Vinita. Work continues on the renovation of the glass house facility that stretches across the roadway. When it reopens, it will feature more than just a McDonald's.
We're going to add another food operator in there. We have a new fuel operator, and McDonald's will also be a tenant of the building.
That is the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority's Jack Demerle. The gasoline facility is also being renovated. Right now, there is no food service or gasoline stations open on the Will Rogers Turnpike. Well, we are shaking again this morning. A 3.9 earthquake in Grant County. It happened near Medford. It came in about 2:15 this morning. The next stop for a proposed Costco in South Tulsa will be the Tulsa City Council. The membership-based warehouse club's Michael Okuma says that this will be the first of what they hope will be several stores in Oklahoma.
We've been looking quite a long time for the right site to build our first Costco in the state of Oklahoma. We wanted to take a lot of care, make sure that we have the right site, right location, so it's successful, because we want to roll out a program to open several more stores.
Most likely those stores would be spread out across the state. Neighbors have voiced some concern about noise and drainage issues from the proposed 103rd and South Memorial sites. An Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper who was disciplined following a highly publicized altercation with a paramedic back in 2009 is under investigation again, this time for allegedly showing an inappropriate photograph to another trooper during a recent Cadet Lawman Academy at Burns Flat. The OHP said yesterday that Trooper Daniel Martin allegedly showed an inappropriate adult photo to another trooper during the academy, which is for high school students, to learn about the Highway Patrol. Oklahoma's Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate is drawing attention to what he feels is a gaping hole in our cybersecurity. James Langford fears the United States is vulnerable.
This is not some novel out there. This is real life happening and coming at us all the time, and we better stay persistent about it.
He says our enemies are constantly trying to undermine our cybersecurity. Our weather forecast, the UV index today will be very high, so is the grass pollen. The air quality, however, remains good, but it's on the upper end, nearing moderate. Today, we'll have a slight risk of a shower, but mostly sunny and hot, a high of 91. Tonight, gusty winds and cooler, down to 61 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, it's going to feel more like Oktoberfest. It'll be sunny with a high of 80. National Weather Service radar shows rain showers in Pawnee and Payne County this morning, slowly headed our way. Now, at 6:10, it is mostly clear and 74. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.